Mic check. We sounding good. What's going on, people? Welcome back to another episode. Oh my fucking god. That's staying in. I don't care. I got tongue tied on intro, my damn podcast. Whatever though. What's going on, folks? Welcome back to another episode of the Thoroughbred Talks podcast. I don't know why I couldn't say that. Actually, I know exactly why I've been talking all damn day. Something I don't like doing. But we doing just fine on episode 39. Y'all know who this podcast is sponsored by, me, myself, and I. So make sure you cop yourself some of that Woozilla merch, as well as some of the, at the time this podcast is being uploaded or will be uploaded, the big reveal for the rebrand will be out by then. So make sure you cop some of that new Renegade merch, dig what I'm saying. Link in the description box below. None of the good stuff. At the time of this podcast, we probably went into details and talked about things like that as far as like the rebranding and the vision and whatnot going forward for the group. And basically what y'all will be able to expect from us going forward, which will just be more content, a more focused group, and a more driven direction to basically just get this content out to y'all in many varieties, from game nights and so on and so forth, as far as like get a community involved. Actually getting more involved with the community as far as like giveaways, getting y'all involved with some of these videos, streams, so on and so forth. Basically giving back in the way that I have really been wanting to do, but just never mapped it out or just figured I had the time and or platform to do it, or even if y'all motherfuckers would want that type of shit. But obviously y'all do, because y'all keep supporting consistently, so it's about time that we start giving back, damn it. So yeah, we the Renegades out here in this bitch now. Now going forward, the podcast is still going to remain the same as the Run Those Games podcast. It's still going to be the overall podcast name. We're not going to be labeled the Run Those Gamers. I kind of never really warmed up to that name for real. Like the acronym RTG was kind of cool for a little bit, but always seemed like too much. I want to just shorten it or just keep it simple. Just give us a simple name that's easily identifiable and something that we could all as a whole kind of relate to. And it really came to me just because I was really hard stuck at work thinking about, you know, what did I want my name to be attached to as far as like a group and something I'm trying to build and so on and so forth. And I was all like, fucking Renegades. Like, they basically go against the fucking grain. They have like a set code of morals and values, but they're going against the status quo and what everybody else deems as cool or important. They basically go against the grain. And I'm all like, that's kind of what we do, and that's kind of what I like, because we all have our own different ideals and shit like that. We disagree and shit of that sort, but we all have like kind of a similar kind of stance as like, this shit's wrong and we have a voice say, or this shit's good and needs to be promoted more. Something that doesn't necessarily happen. So I was like, yeah, I like Renegades, and then I'm sticking with that. And I told Biggie we made that shit happen. So that's where we at right now with it, folks. Like I said, y'all could expect more content. I already got the merch up right now, so make sure you cop some of that, because at the time it's upload, we already done got the logo. If you in the Discord, you already got to see the damn logo. So y'all gotta be paying attention, because shit will just happen and you won't even know. And also, no, I didn't know. You should have had the notice up. You should have been noticing. You should stop sleeping on the squad, because we about to be making moves out here. But I'm not about to tell you everything else that we're about to do. Y'all's gonna have to wait and see, and we're gonna get y'all involved in any way possible that we can. Now let's go ahead and get on to this demand podcast. First things first, order of business. GTA 6. So I don't understand how people are excited for this, and it might just be because we've been playing GTA 5 for like 12 years now. The Rockstar tweeted out that it's like well in development, that GTA 6 is well in development. I kind of figured that they would be developing something at this point, but everybody lost their minds. Oh my god, I can't wait. GTA 6 is finally happening. I don't understand how people are necessarily excited for it, because I'm all like, they said it's well in development, right? We still are probably not going to get that game until like 2025-2026 for real. Like, it's going to be a minute, because if they're trying to build upon what they did with previous iterations with the game, especially with GTA 5, they're going to have to come hard this game. I'm talking, it's going to have to be damn near RP levels where we could get a job for it, where we can go into any building that we see, we could walk up in that bitch and do something. Like, it's going to have to be insane levels of great for it to be better than 5-4 San Andreas. Because that's the whole thing. You want to be better than your predecessors, no matter how hard. Like, that game's got to come so hard to where we do, like, where San Andreas actually has a run for its money. People argue GTA 5 is better than San Andreas, and in some aspects it is, but GTA San Andreas, people can tend to forget that, like, your character need to eat in order to stay fit. You could work out. If you ate too much, you became fat. And if you ran too much, you would die of a heart attack. Like, the whole gang aspect was fun. Just random banter and shit like that. And even at the time, that game, it did age well and it's still fun to play. And on top of that, that damn soundtrack is still GOAT tier. It's still elite tier. I mean, this new one had to drop new music to basically keep it fresh and whatnot. Granted, the music that it did drop was fire, or is fire, I should say. But GTA San Andreas, like, the whole, like, every radio station has songs that I like. Like, every radio station. That's why that one's the GOAT, in my opinion. But there's that, and as well as, this is just a rumor, I guess that Rockstar's also in development of a Bully 2, and that was literally about it. This is just a rumor, hearsay, so take that with a grain of salt. There's no telling if that's actually going to come to fruition or not, because these games be, you know, or these companies and whatnot be bullshit. These rumors just be hearsay and just, oh, I hope type shit. We've been hoping for a damn Bully 2, because Bully 1 came out like in 2005 or 7. Some shit like that, and we ain't see that game since. Other news that just dropped. So for those of y'all who played Dead by Daylight, I need to stop saying so much. For those of you who played Dead by Daylight, they added the girl from The Ring into the game. I haven't played Dead by Daylight in a while, since we played with the homie Rob eons ago and made videos and streamed that shit. It was great. But I haven't played that game in a minute, and it's still a fun game. Do not get me wrong. But I don't want nightmares. Like, them having Pinhead was cool, or is cool, because I like Pinhead. Them having, don't they have Michael Myers though? Michael Myers is dope. They don't have Jason. I think they got Freddy. Like, they have like a bunch of like horror like gods on that game for real, or devils, however you want to say it, on that game. And it's dope. But that Ring chick gave me different type of nightmares for real. Because if you grew up and you watched that movie, it fucked you up for one. And for two, I don't know about y'all, but I had bootleg VHS tapes the same way probably a lot of y'all have bootleg VHS tapes. I said VCHS. I just made some shit up. VHS tapes, you dig? I'm not going, baby. I'm not going, because I was not watching none of them tapes. I was like, Lord forbid that we somehow got that punk ass tape, and now I gotta die in 7 days because we don't know how to label shit. Fuck that. But she looks dope. That's cool. The main thing I really want to talk about here, as far as like the gaming news is concerned, for me, Nintendo, I'm just gonna bring this up real quick. Nintendo had to direct, they showed some new games. Kirby, I've never been the biggest Kirby fan, but people were making memes about Kirby being able to swallow everything. I mean, the blob could already do that. I just realized I said could swallow anything. Y'all gonna have to deal with that. But yeah, there's that. And the, what was that? What was that? Wii Sports, that was dropping on Nintendo Switch. I don't necessarily know how that's going to work, like motion control wise. Actually, they do have motion controls on the thing. I'll shut up. Never mind. So I know exactly how that's going to work. There's that. And the dude who, what's his name, like the Gary Bowser dude, or some dude who was like hacking Nintendo or did something with Nintendo, got like 3 years in jail. Y'all better stop playing with these fucking companies. They've done playing with y'all, saying what we done playing with y'all. Also, Cyberpunk next gen gameplay updates coming on the PS5, and Fortnite done added Bruno Mars and freaking Anderson .Paak on it as a skin. Basically, Fortnite is just the god of all games as far as these skins are concerned. Can't nobody compete for real. Now, onto the news that I really want to talk about, like I just said, this Destiny. This Destiny. So, the Witch Queen is literally around the corner. That is Destiny's next biggest expansion. I don't know if this is the final one. I do not remember if this is the final one, but this is like the, I'm pretty sure it's the last biggest one before they go into like their next project, whether it be the Destiny movie or whatever, whatever, or another expansion that's going to take eons for them to put out. Either way, I'm not really tripping for real, because this thing looks dope. It's basically telling the story of Savathun, whom I guess we've worked with. You got to excuse me with some of my ignorance, like the Destiny story is convoluted and confusing as hell because it's not necessarily told in like a linear format where you just be like, you're born here, you did this, this is why this is here. It's a whole lot of shit. You literally have to like, goddamn, mustache out of my mouth. You basically got to go and like look online. There's this channel actually who does like breakdowns of the shit. I think buddy's name is, my name's Biff. So shout out to him. Make sure y'all check him out. He does like a lot of the Destiny lore and story explaining and shit like that. But Jesus Christ, the Savathun, she's like the Hive Queen, and she has worked with us, but apparently is going to wipe us out because she wants to make the world the way that she sees fit. And how's she gonna do that? By taking the one power source that we all rely on as guardians, and that is the light. And by her taking that and being able to manipulate it, because like I said, she is the Witch Queen, so her power is kind of ridiculous. If she's worked with us, so she knows how to defeat us from the inside out. I need to stop saying She has figured out how to create her own guardians, essentially. So we're going to be going against bosses, like little mini bosses and whatnot, like Hive Guardians. And they will have our abilities from stasis. I don't think they'll have stasis. They haven't shown any stasis yet, but they will have void, solar, and arc. So they showed us what the Titan will use as far as the void is concerned. So we'll have two shields, arc, the damn Palpatine shit, the warlock one will have that, and then for the hunter they'll have the blade barrage one. Now I am unsure if they're going to have a form of golden gun, arc strider, or void walk or anything like that. I'm unsure, but I'm a little terrified only because I do not want a damn Hive Guardian to chuck a Nova Bomb at me. And I don't want a Hive Guardian to, I don't know, chase me around like fucking Superman, because the Titans could do that with the Arc ability. I don't need that negativity in my life. But I could honestly say for once in the longest time, people, this is the most excited I have ever been for like an expansion. Like, I haven't been this excited for the expansion, I think, since South Park. And I might even put Shadow of War in there. But I remember South Park vividly, because South Park, that was the Casa Bonita one and shit like that. I actually didn't even get to play that because I got distracted with other games and shit. It's a damn shame being a gaming content creator. But like, I haven't been like genuinely excited about like gaming type stuff in a while. Like, I'll say like I'm looking forward to it, but I could look forward to it being Friday. It's still gonna come. This is something like I want today. Like, I kind of wish that my name was popping in these Destiny streets so I can get that early access type shit. Like, it's been a while since I felt like that, and it's refreshing, because we're so used to being skeptical and Debbie Downers in the sense to it, or even in the case where a lot of us are at, for real, where we're just kind of like, we don't expect nothing. We expect it just to just arrive, and then it'll eventually get patched and hopefully work. This is something where I'm like excited for. Like, I've been playing Destiny consistently for damn near, even like before, like my excitement level like is at its peak where it is right now. I was playing a little bit like consistently for like maybe a month or two now, and I've been playing it for like maybe this, what, we're almost done with February now. I've been playing it like almost every day this month, off days, days on work, when I'm done recording, when I'm done streaming, I hop on Destiny for like an hour or two. This is the only day I have not played Destiny, and that's because I edited at the time of this podcast, which is February 16th. I have edited a video, I have recorded this podcast, and then I'm working on social media shit. So like, it's like the first day where I actually did not play Destiny at all, and it's like 9 o'clock right now, so I gotta get ready to go to bed in a little bit. I gotta get some type of damn sleep, because I'm getting better at that. You don't make no progress without getting no sleep, because your brain will shut down on you, and you don't make the gains that I'm trying to make in life. Know what I'm saying? And also these muscle gains, you can't even see it. Hold up.
Hold up. You don't make these type of games, you feel what I'm saying? You don't make these by not getting no sleep. I need to get some sleep. I don't want to get sleep, but I got to get sleep. Otherwise, I'm going to just run until I eventually crash and pass out. I did that back in 2019 and 2020. We're not going back to that bullshit yet. Anyway, but this is like literally something I'm excited for because it's adding a more in-depth system to your abilities and stuff like that, as far as like getting different things that you can add to them, to like the void and shit like that, as well as we're getting a new weapon called the glaive, like a new weapon class called like the glaive, which is a melee weapon. It forms a shield and it's a projectile. I'm terrified to see that online. They're also adding, I think they said like 16, like 20 to 16 new exotics, another raid, or they're bringing back a raid, another dungeon. Basically, a whole bunch of shit is coming to this game on top of like the actual story that we're all going to be focusing on. And that story is going to be a bitch and a half to play because they added a new difficulty called, I think it's legendary difficulty, where the rewards are great, but the challenge is that much more difficult. And keep in mind, I have not played on like legendary, on legend difficulty, on hero difficulty yet for like some of these like Nightfall strikes and shit like that. And that's mostly due to the fact that I don't have like a fully reliable like fire team yet. Like Biggie would play off and on a little bit, but he's trying to get his shit right. And then everybody else in the gang, their light levels is way below where we're at because we're like the two highest. So we're trying to basically bring their shit up. And then some of the other folks that we play with, like in the community, shout out to the homie Dizza. He's like almost there. We're trying to get on, well, I'm trying to get with the homie Heavy, but he can only like really play like on Friday for real. So the people who do have light levels that would be able to run this type of shit, schedules just ain't meeting. And then the people who are close to it, schedules ain't meeting. Then the person who I could play with is working on his own shit as well. So it's kind of like, I'm stuck in a hard place right now. Like, I have to get my own shit together. That way I could basically do it by myself. Or I might just have to just break out of my damn shell. Because I really do hate talking to people online sometimes. Like, talking shit is one thing, but actually trying to formulate a conversation can be irritating because sometimes they just don't understand social cues. Or they'll think that you're just being completely serious, even though I'm being completely sarcastic. And I'm talking about overtly sarcastic. Like, oh yeah, you know, the sky is not blue today type shit. Like, I'm changing my voice, acting like a complete dickhead type sarcasm, and they're still not picking it up. That type of shit. But I might just have to go on to, like, the Destiny Companion app, be all like, hey, trying to do strike on this difficulty, need to. Like, type shit. I might literally just have to do that. But they added that difficulty to it, which is going to just take this, which is basically going to really test people. Like, really test people. Because, like, hell, I be dying on regular strikes with, like, the light levels recommended, like, 1100. I'm, like, I think my light level last time I checked is, like, 1339, damn near 1340. And I be dying on those. That's just because I don't pay attention. But I be dying, like, on, like, 1290s sometimes. So I can only imagine what the hardest difficulty is going to be. But I know the reward is going to be crazy because they just have to be. They have to reward you for your time and effort. I'm looking forward to it, dog. Also, I forgot to mention this. I didn't even do this in the intro. As you can see, the vibe in the room has changed a little bit since the last podcast. Last one, it was really bright and kind of, it just didn't fit my mood and how I'd be feeling for real. So I actually finally got me some smart bulbs. I got them in my lamp right here. I got one in this lamp right here. And then I got one of those LED lights that you can't really see because of my camera. Hangs over my bed. And it's like a little universe, like a planet type joint. I really like it. I like my vibe in this room. I just come in here and I just kick back and just chill for real. That's really all I do is just chill, edit, stream. And I don't feel like in a rush. Like, I kind of feel naturally relaxed just because of the mood that's being set in here. Also got me a damn Echo Dot little thing right here. And this thing's been coming in clutch. I'm basically going to automate my entire house at this point. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm literally going to automate it to where I can say, open the door, close the door. No, like, you know, start stove, turn off stove, grab dishes. I'm getting to that point, bro.
The only time I'm going to be actually active or doing some shit like that or anything of that sort is just working out, bowling, and basketball. That is literally it. I'm getting to that point because this convenience is OD, and I love it. Hell, if I could literally talk to my damn computer and be like, edit this, put it this way, add this effect. There has to be a way that that's possible. There has to be a way that that's possible. Hey, yo, Elon Musk. Hey, yo, Mark Zuckerberg. Holla at your boy. Let's get this right. Let's get this right. Because I know that technology is out there. And I know it's possible. Ooh, I'm getting excited. Anyway, so speaking of Zuckerberg, I want to just out of pure curiosity, how many of y'all who listen to this podcast and watch and have the damn Oculus Rift? I plan on getting me one because I'm trying to go to that metaverse. I'm trying to see what that's like. I'm trying to leave Earth, dog. I want to go to Earth too. I'm sick of being here because some shit that pissed me off recently. And we're away from the gaming stuff now. That's kind of all I want to talk about. And something that really pissed me off was I seen this damn tweet, and it was apparently the school in Indiana is giving parents the option to opt their kids out of learning Black history. And I'm going to tell you why this is so fucking aggravating. I don't understand why and or how they attempt to just erase Black history from the history books and everything like that in general. Because Black history is literally American history. The problem is, it's just hideous. It's ugly. There's nothing pretty about it. Yeah, we have a couple, you know, great stories here and there. You know, the Harriet Tubmans, the Nat Turners and stuff like that. I mean, granted, Nat Turner didn't end well, but you get what I'm saying. A couple of the fight against the machine, the Rage Against the Machine type joints to go against the system and the fight for equality and so on and so forth. But they don't like it because they really have to delve deep into like the horrors and the atrocities they committed against us simply because of the color of our skin. They'd be looked at differently. Like a lot of the heroes that we learn about would be looked at differently. Now I'm using my air quotation about heroes because them motherfuckers are not my heroes. Them forefathers are not my fathers. Fuck them. But they're trying to basically like erase all that shit. For the life of me, it just angers me. I'm not gonna say it angers me. It just irritates me because it's like we're trying to teach kids to, you know, accept each other for who they are and how they feel or whatever, right? But we're trying to erase who they are and where they came from at that same token, if you get what I'm saying. I'm trying to word that correctly. But like kids are learning about sexuality and shit like that, right? Which I'm all for, because granted, my brain worked. I don't really like saying like that, but I kind of understood that a lot faster than, you know, most kids my age. Like I kind of understood man, woman, reproductive organs, you know, shit like that. I kind of had like a grasp for it. Granted, I wasn't sheltered from it either as well. But it's like they're teaching them that, and that's okay. But them learning about Black history and like, you know, so on and so forth. Oh no, we can't teach them that, or they have to opt in or opt out of that because it somehow makes you feel uncomfortable because of the history that's ugly. And not everything about Black history is ugly. Like a lot of it, a good chunk of it is. I'm not gonna lie to you, but there's also some high points that people don't like talking about. Like people don't like talking about Black Wall Street. I'm not gonna say people, but they don't like teaching us about Black Wall Street. They don't like talking about, well, you know what happened to Black Wall Street, but they don't like bringing that up at all. They don't like talking about the Black Panthers and all the good that they fucking did. They don't like talking about the Huey P's. Like, they don't like talking about none of the actual good stuff. Like, I can literally think about every Black History Month I've ever had in a history class, and all we learned was Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, and slavery, oddly enough, because they just want to just tie that in there too, as if, you know, there was nothing else. That as if there's nothing else about Black history that we could possibly learn about. And I just mentioned too, like, we don't learn about Marcus Garvey. We don't learn shit as far as like Black history is concerned in these damn classrooms. We have to do our own research. Like, we don't even really learn about Malcolm X for real. Like, and you have to excuse me if I'm like looking up, my TV's up above here and it's kind of helped me relax because talking about this type of stuff kind of like agitates me a little bit. But it's just frustrating because like we had to do our own research and shit like that. Like I've learned so much due to my grandfather, my mom, and so on and so forth. like people who actually like did the research about like Black history, like our in like our culture and shit like that, and it's helped. And I'm like, why didn't I learn this shit? Because I swear I knew about Malcolm X, like maybe I learned about him like in the first or second grade. I think my mama told me about him. All I knew was just Martin Luther King up to that point, right? And she told me about him, and I was like, why don't I learn about this in school? Like, I didn't learn this last year, and like as the years progressed, I never heard about Malcolm X. Whenever I brung him up, and I remember this shit vividly at the school I went to, it got shut down immediately. Like, I always brung up like Malcolm X, like, why wouldn't we learn about him? Oh, that's just not part of the curriculum. Not part of the curriculum. But Martin is and Malcolm's not. They were literally two sides of the same coin for real. Like, what is we talking about? But we could learn about Martin and Rosa Parks and then slavery and nothing else. I don't. That shit's frustrating. It's highly frustrating because we have to do our own research about people who look like me, who did shit so people like me can thrive and, you know, make the best out of this work, make the best out of this life I'm fortunate to have. But I have to do my own research, learn about those people. Meanwhile, I can learn about George Washington, the first, 46 presidents, of which I haven't been around to see. I've only been around to see, like, maybe fucking three or four of them. Yeah, George W. Sr., George Jr., Obama, and then Orange Dude, and then now fucking, I almost said Ben Stiller. Who's the president? Biden. Like, I only know a couple presidents, but I learned about all the other ones and all the shit that they did and how great they were. And I'm like, bro, this shit is so frustrating. Like, I went off into a whole tangent right there. I'm sorry. That shit really did piss me off. Cause there was another school. I want to say like it was in Texas or something like that, where they're like taking out like they weren't teaching like Black history at all or some shit like that. And it's like, bro, Black history is literally American history. Like, it is history because we're a part of this fucking country. We're a big ass chunk of it. Like, let me get off this topic before I find my damn dashiki and kufi and get on my damn soapbox live on a podcast. That shit got me tight. I'm always proud to be Black. I will never not be proud to be Black, but it pisses me off that folks have to do their own research to learn about, you know, what it means to be Black and like where we came from and the shit that our ancestors had to like go through and deal with. And I'm like, we have to do our own research to find out basic shit at that. Not even the full deep shit. Like, not even like fully delving deep into like who created this, who brought this, who's the originator, so on and so forth. I'm talking about basic level stuff, because as far as you learn about the Black Panthers and like the school system, stuff like that, they were just a Black activist group who were fighting for the rights of African Americans. You don't learn about the meal programs they had, the neighbor protection they did, by how they stormed the city office with guns or whatever, I mean with AKs and whatnot, as a form of protest, and they're using their right to bear arms, stuff like that. And then the damn, I think it was like the governor like immediately like changed law or some shit like that. Like, you don't learn about the shit that they did to take a stand and protect their people. You don't learn that shit. You just don't learn that type of stuff. And it's very frustrating that we have to like go do our own research about basic level stuff, and then you don't learn about like the actual deeper rooted shit that happened as well. That shit is aggravating to me, and as a Black man, it pisses me off, because I can't be ignorant to my Blackness. That's the quote. I can't be ignorant to my Blackness. I just can't. I can't walk through life thinking that I'm the same as everybody else, in a sense. That's not to say I'm gonna use that shit as an excuse, but it's just the reality. I mean, we see this shit on a daily damn basis. I mean, I seen a video the other day where this Black kid stood up to this white kid who was bullying him and was giving him the Hill Street Blues. Police ran up on the Black kid and tackled him, put a knee on his back, put him in handcuffs. Meanwhile, the white bully sitting on the couch is staring at him. I want to know, how does that happen? Why isn't he put in cuffs? Where's the knee in his back? That's the type of shit we be talking about, but motherfuckers be willingly racist and willingly oblivious to the whole situation. That shit, man. Let me get off this topic before I get hot for real. I promise you, I'll talk about that shit for hours on end, and the niggas gonna be like, this nigga really pissed off. I am.
Like I said, I can't be ignorant to my blackness. I can't. Just can't be ignorant to my blackness. But anyways, we actually got some more questions because I forgot to post it on my damn Twitter today. Whatever. I posted on my Instagram. I just basically posted questions. So first question comes from a man's 2K22JD, which he says, spit on it. So for all my younger listeners who are not really active in these streets, plug ears for like a good minute. What the fuck was I supposed to do? Sir. If she's a freak, absolutely. If not, and then you gotta deal with that. I ain't gonna lie to you. 9 times out of 10, it's just a common courtesy to let you know that you know who the fuck you're dealing with, but sometimes you're not into that shit. Sometimes I take it as a sign of disrespect. It all depends on the woman. Luckily for me, the woman I deal with never have that problem, but it is what it is. Yes, spit on it. Continue. Next. My man, Cruising Gage. My dog, he said, is there a number? Hold on, I need to actually pull this question up fully because fucking Instagram, so I had to cut it off halfway. He asked me, is there a number of subs you have in mind as a long-term goal? It's actually a pretty damn good question. I said twice now. As far as a long-term goal is concerned, my first goal is to hit 1K subs, right? That's my first goal. I'm trying to hit that before 2020 goddamn three. And it's been like the biggest fucking hurdle for me. I just got irritated thinking about that. But as far as like an overall long-term goal, my long-term goal, it would be nice to hit a mil. Like that's like my long-term goal, just to hit 1 million subs. It would be phenomenal. And that's something I'm actually really working towards. But honestly, a goal where it's like cool, like I'm here now type shit, is like a solid 250,000, because that's already 250,000. So if I hit like that 250 region, I'm like, yeah, like I'm actually starting to roll a little bit more. Granted, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm doing that like at 1k 50k. Like when I get to like that 250,000, that's when, at least by what I've seen and kind of like at least what I have contemplated, is kind of like when the ball starts to really get rolling and shit like that, and the fan base has been built and then they're pushing you further, and then you're already like, hopefully, depending on how you maneuver, you're opening up new doors and avenues, shit like that. So my long-term goal would be 1 million. A solid midterm, like a solid goal that I want to hit, is 250,000. Like my dream, let me put it like this. My dream is 1 mil. Like I have it on my vision board and everything. My dream is 1 million subs. My goal, like from right now, is 250. Like from where I am right now to like I want to set the next like maybe 5-6 years. I'm putting it at 6 years. In 6 years would be 250,000. That's what I want to see. I want to hit 250,000 subs by that time. That's attainable. Gonna require a lot of fucking work, but it's definitely attainable. But that's where I have my mind at. I want to hit 250,000 subs on YouTube. As far as Twitch is concerned, I think I'm like at 381 followers and I got like 42 subs right now. As far as that's concerned, I want to get to at least a solid 10,000 followers on there, and then like 1,000 subs, because that's a solid turnout. And then if I can get basically for like all social media and shit like that, a solid 100K, 250K is like a good number for me on all platforms, because then they just basically intertwine with each other and just grow as long as I'm putting content out on all platforms and all mediums. So 250,000 is my number for subs on YouTube easily. That's my overall goal, and that's what I really do want to hit. And then once I do hit that shit, once by the time I even get close to hitting that, shit's already gonna have been getting different, and then it's just going to just go even crazier, because then the next goal is gonna be 500k, and then at the 500k is gonna be 1 mil. See how that works? That's literally my thought process, and that's how I'm rolling with it. But yeah, those are my goals, or that's my goal for this content creation thing. One thing I always stress, I never thought about like the money aspect in this shit. I literally did it because, for one, the homie Jordan actually suggested that I do it anyways. And then for two, I like making a difference in people's lives. I thoroughly enjoy being the reason why people smile, why if they're having a fucked up day, they could turn on the, like one of my videos, watch one of my TikToks, whatever, and smile or laugh from it. It just takes their mind off of whatever bullshit they're dealing with for that period of time. That's something that I've always strived for. That's something I've always enjoyed doing. I enjoy making people happy or laugh in some way, shape, or form, because we could all use that from time to time, but I would like to be that source for that shit. Another bit about the money, because once you do some shit specifically for money, you stretch stuff out, and then when you don't get that money you was looking for, you end up being more miserable than when you started. The money will come, but I'm not even thinking about that shit right now. I'm just thinking about the overall impact right now. That's kind of what I'm really concerned with, just my impact and my footprint and my, yeah, my damn footprint, because I got a big ass foot, my footprint on this content creation space. That's really where I'm at with life, and that's really where I want to just go with it. Whatever comes with it, I'm ready for it. But I think that's a good spot to end this podcast. This one is going to be a little bit shorter, mostly due to the fact that I just really want to just vent and talk a little bit and call it a day. There's no need for me to make it an hour long and things like that. If you want the hour long podcast, you go to the Run Those Games podcast, where we talk about gaming, nerd shit, and occasionally we get onto a rant about pop culture. You gotta love it. Now, with that being said, folks, make sure to drink your water. Make sure to brush your tongues, and above all else, be nice to yourself. I want to give a huge shout out to Anchor for making it easy for my podcast to be heard on multiple platforms, as well as make sure y'all cop some of that Woozilla merch and follow me on all social medias. I got them all: Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. You subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow me on Twitch. I'm out, people. Y'all be easy.